Next is the Gospel, Matthew 22. Please join me in prayer. Gracious Lord, richly bless the teaching, the preaching, the hearing of your word this day. Grant us all the Holy Spirit and faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What is the work of Jesus Christ? That's a pretty simple question to begin. There are many verbs, many action words that may come to mind when we think of the work of Jesus Christ. Jesus loves, Jesus dies, Jesus rises, Jesus saves, Jesus forgives, Jesus heals, Jesus wins. All those are words that we might think of when we think of the work of Jesus. As I read the gospel today, Matthew 22, I think of the word gives. Jesus the giver, the one who renders or gives is the topic of the gospel. I want to note four things that Jesus gives today. He didn't come to get. He came to give. What's he give? Well, the gospel will teach us, number one, Jesus gives to Caesar what is Caesar's. We have those famous words in the text, give to Caesar or render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Jesus would not ask us to do something if he himself doesn't do it. So Jesus also gives to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Jesus, as far as we know, was a very good citizen. He paid his taxes, as far as we know. He respected authority. When he was before Herod and Pontius Pilate and Caiaphas, he showed proper respect for those in authority. He was a good citizen, paid his taxes. He gave to Caesar those things that belong to Caesar. This text would teach us to do the same thing, obviously. We learn that government is not a wicked curse, although at this time of the year, as we get close to a presidential election, we may think that. Government's not a wicked curse. It's a good gift of God, and we should show proper respect for the government, pay our taxes, be good citizens, as long as the government doesn't tell us to do something that's against God's will, of course. But the real issue here when Jesus gives to Caesar the things that are Caesar's is not obey the government. That's part of it, certainly. But Christ here is really teaching what kind of Messiah he is. If you think about it, the Jews did not expect their Messiah to give to Caesar what is Caesar's. They expected a Messiah to come who would give Caesar a sword in his belly. The Messiah would come and rebel against Caesar. He would revolt against Caesar, get an army together, go kill Caesar and all the Romans and establish the new Israel. That's what they expected the Messiah to do. So when Jesus says, calmly, give to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar, be a good citizen, he's showing, I am not the Messiah, I'm not the Christ who's going to come and kill Caesar and create a revolution. I'm not that kind of Messiah. Then what has he come to do? He has come to destroy a greater enemy than Caesar or Rome. He's come to take on sin and death and the devil and hell. Those are the real enemies. That's some enemy out there. That's easy for God to take care of Rome if he wants to take care of Rome. But there's sin, there's death, the devil and hell. What about them? They're asking the wrong question here about everything. They're on the wrong topic. The topic's the Messiah. The Jews expected the Messiah to do too little and expected the Messiah just to get rid of Rome. The Messiah has much greater plans in mind. You know, this week I had two problems with my van out here. Which problem was greater? Easy question. The kids can answer this. One problem is my van's very dirty. Go look at it. Dirty on the outside, and it needs to be vacuumed on the inside. Dirty on the inside and the outside. One problem. The other problem is that it wouldn't start this week. All right, I turned it on, and where was Steve Kaiser when I need him? Didn't start, and it wouldn't go. Which problem was more urgent? Vacuuming out my car, right? Let's let it sit out there, but I'll vacuum it out. No, doesn't have any power. I can get power into it so it goes. Then I'll take care of the vacuuming and the cleaning. You see, our problem is not out there somewhere. It's not Iraq or the terrorists or anything else out there. That's not the real problem. The problem is that we lack power to serve God. We lack power to save ourselves because we're full of sin and death and evil and wickedness. And that's what Christ comes to do. To save us, to give us the power to live for Him then. He gives to Caesar what is Caesar's. Secondly, He continues to give. He gives to God what is God's. The famous words, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But He takes it much deeper now. Takes it much further. That's easy to pay your taxes. Come on, not hard. To obey your civil leaders, not real hard. But here, can you give to God that which belongs to God? Now, what belongs to God? Well, you may sit in church and say, well, God gets 10%. What do I owe God? I owe God 10%, the tithe. That's what I should give to God. He's talking about tithing here. Baloney. What belongs to God? Everything belongs to God. All that we have belongs to God. God gave it to us. Our heart, our mind, our body, our soul, our possessions, our job, our house, our car, everything in this world belongs to God. And so when the Lord says, give to God that which belongs to God, He's talking about our life that He would give to His Father. And He alludes to this when He says to the Jews, what likeness or image do you have on the coin? And they say, the image or likeness of Caesar. Well, give it to Caesar then. And you're supposed to take that question now a step further. Where is the likeness of God? Where is the image of God? Where has God put His inscription? In us. For we are made in the image of God. We're made in the likeness of God. And so He says, give to God what belongs to God. Realize that you belong to God. You're made in the image of God. Although that image is lost in sin, corrupted in sin. So give to God your life. The question, Jews, is not, should we pay taxes? The question is, are you giving God what belongs to Him? Do you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, as the first commandment says? Do you sacrifice for God? Are you giving God your life? Have you done enough? Have you given God perfect obedience and righteousness which belongs to God? Have you given that? And they should all say, no, we haven't given to God what belongs to God. We need you, Jesus. And isn't Jesus the only person who's given to God what belongs to God? The only one who's given all of his heart and soul and mind and strength to His Father in His life and in His death. He's the one who gave perfect obedience. We can't. And He wants the Jews here to see that. You're not giving to God what belongs to God. I'll do it for you. Jesus lives the perfect life. He loves God with all His heart, soul, and mind, not for Himself. After all, He's God. He doesn't do it just to show off. Look at how good I am. He doesn't live that perfect life just to be an example for us. Now live like me if you can. None of us can. Rather, He is holy. He is righteous. He lives the perfect life. He gives to God that which belongs to God for us as our substitute. So that when we are baptized in the name of Jesus, when we have faith in Jesus, Jesus' perfect obedience, His perfect life, His righteousness is credited to you and I. So as we sit here today, we have given God perfect obedience in Jesus who did it for us. We are righteous. We are holy. We've given to God what belongs to God, our life, because Jesus gave His life as our substitute for us. You know, I fill out confirmation grades, have a list of the kids, and I give them a grade by their quiz. And there are occasions where I will get the wrong line, and the kid that deserved a C, I'll give an A to, and the kid that deserves the A, I give a C to. But the confirmation kids don't really worry about that. They don't care if they get a C or an A. Right, confirmation kids? Doesn't matter to you whether they get a C or an A, right, Aaron? Doesn't matter. I'll give my A to somebody else, even though they just earned a C or a D. Wrong? I imagine the kid would be upset. I got an A. Why are you giving my A to this guy over here who deserves a C? Don't switch around things here. You get what you deserve. Well, Jesus gave us His A. And He took our F. That perfect A, the A plus, is credited to you and I through faith. He has given to God what belongs to God because we can't do it. But there's more. More giving on Jesus' part. Let me add this. Thirdly, Jesus gives to God what belongs to man, doesn't He? Jesus gives to God what belongs to man. Thirdly, think with me. What belongs to mankind but doesn't belong to God? What belongs to us? What is ours? Well, it's called sin. All of sin is called death. It's called sickness, disease, fear, worry, guilt, hell. All those things are of mankind. They belong to us, not to God. God didn't have any of that. But Jesus comes to give to God what belongs to man. And this is the amazing thing about the cross, which Pastor talked about to the kids. At the cross, Jesus gives to God because He's God. He takes upon Himself as God, gives to Himself who is God what belongs to us. He gives to Himself, God, takes upon Himself as God our sin, our death, our hell, our sickness, our disease, our fear, our worry, all of that mess. He is the great human sponge who takes it all in, giving to Himself, God, what belongs to us. What a Savior. You know, I go to Ingles sometimes or Kroger and I buy those oven-baked chickens. They're already made. You just go buy them for like $4 or $5 and they're ready to eat, the whole chicken there. And I'll bring home a couple of those and, you know, we're like cavemen. We don't even get a fork out hardly. We just start pulling off the meat. And there's white meat and dark meat. Just start pulling it off and we're all just pulling off the meat because we're hungry. Who gets the bones? Who gets the gristle? Who gets the skin? Well, there is somebody in our family that would gladly take that. It's called the dog. You got a dog, many of you. That dog will be up on our haunches and give me what you don't want. I'll take the bones. I'll take the gristle. I'll take the skin. Just give me whatever you don't want, I'll take. That's a dog for you. Now, we don't give it to the dog, obviously, for health reasons. But the dog happily wags his tail. Give me what you don't want. Give me the scraps. I'll take it all. Your mess, give it to me, please. And this is our Lord at Calvary's cross. He willingly, gladly takes what we don't want. He takes the mess. And then to finish up, here's the really good news also. Jesus gives to man what belongs to God. Gives to Caesar what is Caesar's. All right, that's easy. Gives to God what is God's. Perfect obedience. Gives to God what is man's. Sin, death, and hell. And then He gives to man what belongs to God. What a Jesus we have. What a giving Savior we have. He gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. Jesus gives to God Himself our wretchedness and gives to man His righteousness. What a deal. He gives to Himself, God, our guilt and gives to us humans His grace and His glory. What a deal. He gives to Himself, God, our hell and gives us His heaven. What a deal. Gives to Himself our sin and gives us salvation and the Holy Spirit. What a deal. He gives to man what belongs to God. And all this is the cross where you have this great exchange going on. I was in the bank this week and I go down to Home Federal here. They know me pretty well. And I'm always amazed that whenever you get cash from the bank, you know, you want $50, $100 of cash and maybe a little change from your check. You know, that teller will count that money about 10 times, won't they? If I get $100 out, they 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. Count it again. 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. And do the little thing on their machine. And 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. Do it again. 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. And here's your 57 cents, 2 quarters, a nickel, and 2 pennies. They count it about 3 times. And I ask them, well, you count that a lot, don't you? What was the response? Don't want to give any freebies away. So I said, well, they had all these Tennessee mugs on the counter. Can I have a mug then? No, I can't give you a Tennessee mug either. No freebies at the bank. Not even a dime do you get that you don't have coming to you. Well, we expect that at a bank. No free money at a bank. Come on. Praise be to God, you get free mercy here in the church. Free mercy. Free eternal life. The free forgiveness of sins. The free resurrection of your flesh. Because Jesus at the cross gives to man, gives to humans what belongs to God freely out of His love and grace. Free mercy.
here at the church. Come get it. What is the work of Jesus? Jesus gives. To Caesar, what is Caesar's? To God, what is God's? To God, what is man's? And to man, what is God's? May this Jesus continue to give to us. Amen. We rise. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church.